mentioned, I'm talking about the evaluation delayed ramp calibration strip in winter wheat. And Dr. Bronson has mentioned this about the ramp. I'll go into a little bit of detail about what the ramp is and why we want to know if we can delay the application, what delayed application is actually talking about. First, the ramp calibration strip is a reference strip that is very similar to the Enrich strip. It's best termed as a small nitrogen rate in every field. We put at least two of these end ramps out in the fields that are using the sensors or not using the sensor, and so every field has its own little end rates trial out in that field. It's for the mid-season end rate determination, and there's many different approaches to determine that mid-season rate. You can use visual or sensor-based. Visually, this is nice. This is what we really like about the ramps, is that a producer or whoever's making that determination doesn't necessarily need a sensor to determine end rate. They can walk out there to the ramp. In this one, as you can see, it goes from a 200, which is a marker, to zero, and then this rate increases in increments of 10 kilogram per hectare for every 10 feet. So if there's a producer out there, he's able to walk out to that plot, find out where that zero is, and pace off to the best rate. And that will be his top dress rate. No sensors needed, nothing to scare the producers. They're out there making the decision on their own without the help of anybody else. Also, of course, we can use the sensor-based technologies. We can take the sensors out across the ramp, take a single measurement, and we have an analysis where you can have a rate, which is the best rate, or the SBNRC, which is the sensor-based nitrogen rate calculator, which uses yield potential and in uptake and everything that has been discussed by OSU guys for the last 10 years in every ASA meeting. So I'm not going to go through all that. But this is nice. It gives the producers two options. Ramp is usually a higher rate. It's going to be the upper end, and the SBNRC is going to be a lower rate. To them, that lower rate may be more risk, but it's a little more accurate. So really, you go out there and you have your multiple rates across the field. The Enrich strip rate, you can use this line up here, Enrich strip. The farmer practice would be your low rate. That gives your SBNRC rate. You have a YP0, which this rate would be without fertilizer, and the YP max, which would be the rate with fertilizer. The whole delayed application of the ramps. The question is coming up, we have producers, this technology has taken off massively in Oklahoma. After the first year where we introduced it, the next year we had producers building their own machines, guys taking this application out, putting out 500 to 1,000 of these ramps and Enrich strips on their own. The main question was, okay, we may not have enough time to get this in with the seed, because we've always told them you have to put your ramps down when you plant. At planting is when these ramps and Enrich strips need to go out. So they're saying, you know, we want to get our seed in the ground so we don't end up getting wet and not be able to get in the field and sow. What can we do about this? Do we have to put these out with planting? So the question came up and we decided to put out a few trials. Time constraints, all producers are extremely worried about time constraints. And our past recommendations of getting it out there with the seed, we need to see if that was really true. Can we delay it to some point and give those producers a larger window, which also will be able to, with these ramps, we're trying to take into account the residual effects from that season, from the winter, from that previous summer, and what last year. The last 2 years in Oklahoma, especially the wheat crop, 2 years ago we had an extreme drought, very low yields. This past year we had a freeze damage come in and then flooding where a majority of Oklahoma's wheat wasn't harvested. So the question is this year, what's that residual nitrogen going to be and how much do I have to apply? Methodology behind this. We have four locations across Oklahoma and four different soil types. We put out two ramps when we sow the wheat. Then we come in a month later and put out two more ramps. We periodically came and took sensor readings. We're looking for Fekes 5 as being the one time that we have to hit, but we took sensor readings from Fekes 3 up to about Fekes 7. So we have multiple readings, but Fekes 5 is where we really want to isolate it at. And we're going to come back in and harvest those ramps and collect yield data. Now getting into some of the data we have. For our first sighted eFall, you see this is on the bottom we have the end rate kilogram per hectare. We have Indy beyond this side. We have this top graph. This is the ramp, pre-plant ramp. The bottom graph is that 1 month delayed ramp. This is the average of the two. We have two ramps in every field for producers, and those producers use the average of the two to determine their in rate for that field. So we did the same here. We have two at pre, two at 1 month delay. We come in an e-fall. The ramp's the best rate visually and sensor-based through NDVI is at the 66 kilogram per hectare rate. So at this location right here, it made no difference through this best rate on whether it was delayed or not. Our next location, which is Perkins, has the same thing. This is your pre-plant. This is your 1 month delay. You'll notice the rate here, the pre-plant rate is actually suggesting the 80 kilogram per hectare, while our 1 month delay is suggesting 66 kilogram per hectare. This site is a very sandy site. It's very sandy soil, and we had a lot of moisture this year. So this is something maybe to be expected. We have the period of time, that 1 month between that sowing and 1 month delay, we had a lot of rainfall, a lot of nitrogen movement. So maybe that 1 month delay is a more accurate estimate of what that crop is going to need for that side dress because you haven't had that much loss. It came in there a more timely period. Go on to Lahoma. Lahoma is our third site, and as you can see, the best in rate is significantly different at this site. For our pre-plant, it's suggested about the 80 kilogram per hectare, and for our 1 month delay, we're sitting at about 135. However, this linear plateau here is not the best fit. It could have been moved slightly over here. If you're just looking at that best rate, made that difference. We'll come back. Lahoma is kind of this was a site where we had a lot of issues. We had some herbicide issues come in there. We had some wet spots come up. So our ramps weren't the ideal ramps you'd normally like at this site. And there's actually a lot of differences between both ramps, the two pre's. On our pre-plant rates, there was a large difference between the two ramps. They were on two different soil types, and same thing with the delay. So there was, at Lahoma, more spatial variation out there than some of our other sites. And at Hennessy, through the NDVI, there's really no plateau on that relationship. It would have gone up. So sensor-based, using that ramp best in, it would have put it out there in extreme high. On our delayed application, you might have found at 140 to be the best rate. So this is a problem that we did see with some of the producers, that when the response was small, when you had a little difference, we're talking about an NDVI difference of 0.7 to 0.8. Small differences out there. You see our RI, which is a difference of 1.14 RI and 1.2 RI. Small differences out there that was taking on that best in rate onto the higher rates. Which is nice, we get into the sensor-based nitrogen rate calculator and look at those values. Now I'm going to go ahead and go down to this lower part where Hennessy was where we had the problems on that in rate being projected quite a ways out there for the best rate. That greenest plot was projected on out. Using the sensor-based rate, with sensor-based calculator given the two rates, pre-plant came up as 37. And our 1 month delay was predicted to be needing 46 kilogram per hectare, a difference of 9. See, we have the 12 minute warning here. So I'll just quickly make note, if you look at all sites, the largest difference was at Perkins, where the two delayed made a difference of 18 kilogram per hectare difference. You average that up across four sites, the difference between at planting and 1 month delay was 9.9 kilogram per hectare difference between the two. Considerations, and I'll move through this quickly. Considerations, all of our research plots that we've used historically have received little nitrogen. So there's very likely to be a great response out there and very little residual. While farmers, where you're putting these ramps out on, have pre-plant nitrogen down. They already have 40 pounds at least into that soil system, so that should give you some backup to wait a little bit longer. The plants are not going to see any deficiencies before you get that ramp on if you're within a month or two in this winter wheat. The in uptake at 1 month is going to be quite small, so you're not likely to see any differences. Also, soil type and texture. In these sandy soils, if you have a lot of rainfall, a lot of moisture, maybe it's better to get those ramps in a little bit later. You might have a little more accurate side dress or top dress prediction. And also, environment. When conditions are conducive to loss early on between that 1 month as with the sandy soils, maybe it is better to wait a little bit. It's not going to hurt anything. All right, in discussion. The best rate for SBNRC, 1 month candidate. The statements show we're very close, whether it's using the best rate or the sensor-based rate, between the at planting and 1 month delay. There's not much difference. This allows producers freedom and applicators freedom to get that wheat in the ground, get it up, and then get out there and apply. And the main thing that everybody has to keep in their mind when they're thinking about all this stuff when it comes to end rate determination, is this better than what we're already doing? So there's a 10 kilogram per hectare difference between the 1 month sowing. I'd say in my mind, 10 kilogram per hectare difference is better than what those producers are doing right now by going yield goal from the past 5 years. And try to move through there. Thank you very much. And I've got a feeling there's no time.
No, we're done. Time
for okay.
A good question.
You mean the application of that ramp is going out? I'm not necessarily understanding your question. I'm sorry. Predicting the top dress that is going out at Fekes 5 or that hollow stem right before hollow stem, and it's predicting out so that the application of that ramp early season, you have a 1 month window in winter wheat.
But I think the question is it assumes you can.
Oh.
Maximize yield.
Yes, assuming we can maximize yield with that side dress application.
Thanks, Robert.